Hello, and welcome back to Naxos Classical Spotlight in music by American composer Joan Tower, performed by percussionist Dame Evelyn Glennie, pianist Blair McMillan, and the Albany Symphony conducted by David Allen Miller. A powerhouse lineup, if there ever was one. Even better, all of the pieces on this album were written for or are dedicated to the people playing them. The music that began the podcast was the very beginning of a piece called Ivory and Ebony, which of course refers to the keys of the piano. The music you just heard was from Joan Tower's Ivory and Ebony for piano and orchestra, composed as a test piece for the San Antonio International Piano Competition and dedicated to Blair McMillan, the soloist on this recording, and Joan Tower's colleague at Bard College, which is a couple of hours north of New York City in the Hudson River Valley. Here's a bit more of Ivory and Ebony, the final few minutes, in fact, in which the composer puts the pianist to the test. Thank you. That was the ending of Ivory and Ebony for piano and orchestra, music by Joan Tower. Over her still ongoing career, Dame Evelyn Glennie has recorded more than 40 albums, won 2 Grammy Awards, performed all over the world, and she's showed that a career as an international solo percussionist is indeed possible. She's also inspired composers from around the world to write music for her, including Joan Tower, who wrote her piece Small for Evelyn Glennie and described it this way. I always thought that percussionists have too much work to do hauling big equipment, carrying heavy cases, taking way too much time setting everything up, and then taking it down, particularly the marimba. So I decided to write a piece where smaller instruments would be packed away in one little carrying case and be able to fit onto a tiny table. The title piece of this album is Strike Zones, for percussion and orchestra, and composer Joan Tower describes it this way. Most percussion instruments are struck, hence the word strike in the title, and I decided to have the percussion placed across the front of the stage with the soloist moving from one zone to another, starting with the more fragile vibraphone and ending with a tour de force of drums. So here's how the piece begins. That was the opening of Strike Zones for percussion and orchestra. As the composer writes in the notes, the piece ends with a tour de force on the drums, which sounds great on this recording, but I can't imagine how exciting it would be to see Evelyn Glennie perform this music live. Was from Strike Zones, music for percussion and orchestra by Joan Tower. But back to the piano and a work called Still/Rapids, inspired by water. Joan Tower writes about this piece, "Still was written as an introduction to rapids because I felt that the fast-paced and busy rapids might be helped by a short, slow, and simpler soft piece. It is dedicated to my friend and colleague, Blair McMillan." You have been listening to music by Joan Tower and performances by percussionist Evelyn Glennie, pianist Blair McMillan, and the Albany Symphony conducted by David Allen Miller, all on Naxos catalog number 8.559902. That's all for this podcast. To go out, here's the very ending of Rapids. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.